listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Thank you for being here. Some good news for those of you that were with us yesterday, and some more work to do. Stay here.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Kevin McCullough saying thank you to those of you that have already called the number 855-907-4673. The reason that I'm thanking you is because every time that phone number rings, a child's life is getting rescued. And we have some more. Stay here.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, We Can't.
He is playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Glad you're with us, and welcome to Wednesday. Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you here, and glad to introduce a brand new friend to the airwaves. Daniel Patino is his name, and he joins us from Food for the Poor. Hello, Daniel.
Kevin, thank you for having me today, and as well as your audience, thank you for joining us on this day of hope. We're here to save lives, and I believe we can all be heroes, right? We don't have to hide behind a mask or wear a cape. We can all be heroes today on this day of hope. Thank you, Kevin.
Well, it's exciting to have you, and Food for the Poor, of course, is no stranger to the WMCA audience and what we've been doing, but we are pacing, friends, a little bit behind. Our goal is to help 325 children this month be rescued from poverty, be rescued from hunger, be rescued for the next year with 2 meals per day. And as of this moment, when you and I are speaking, 100 and I think one of those have been spoken for. So thank you for those of you that have. Now, there is something very exciting about this hour, and that is that if you give a gift of any size of $80 or beyond, you're going to have your gift matched today. So how cool is that? If you can get to that $80 mark, everything above that is going to be matched meal for meal, child for child, and we are going to have a tremendous opportunity to, in essence, double the amount of good that we do today. But I want to break this down a little bit. When we're talking about 101 children, we're talking about $80 per child. We're talking about $80, and I want you to think about this. My bride just went to the grocery store yesterday. Mm-hmm. She spent at least $80, Daniel, and I have a 14-year-old, an 11-year-old, and a 9-year-old, two boys and a girl. $80 will feed them for about a week if we stretch it well. Really well in New Jersey and New York, we can get, you know, maybe a week's worth of food, buying the necessities, the mac and cheese, the pastas, the stuff that, you know, you live life on when you're raising kids. Now, if we were to say that was all we had to feed our child for an entire year, we couldn't do it. I don't know of anybody that could do that except Food for the Poor. Food for the Poor has the ability to feed a child for 1 year for $80. But friends, for this hour, if you give that $80, it's going to be matched. Another child is going to be fed. Two children will be fed for your gift of $80 this hour. But you need to get on the phone and make that happen. 855-907-4673. 855-907-4673. You can also give online. I know sometimes it's easier to pick up the phone and just go over to your web browser and just hit WMCA.com. Or maybe you're even already on the app and you click in there and goes there and you see the link at the top that says Give Life. Click on that. And then give the gift as generously as you can, and everything above $80 or beyond today is going to be matched meal for meal, child for child, help for help. You're going to double your impact right now. Now, Daniel Patino, you are newer to the Food for the Poor family. We haven't That's had right. you on the air with us here before, but I am curious, what is it about the work of Food for the Poor that brought you to the organization? What is it about what they do that you said, I need to be part of this?
I mean, this team alone, I got to meet them outside of working alongside with them. So I saw them from the outside in or through a window, and I had something called to me, right? My heart was like, I think you should give today, maybe a little bit more tomorrow, What about next week? And the thing is, it's just like kind of related with some of the families that Food for the Poor serves in the 17 countries throughout Latin America and the Caribbean. And that's myself, because I'm from Colombia as well, and we serve in Colombia. So it's very close, not only through the work they do and some of the pastors and ministers in some of these small rural towns. I mean, small or little, just groups of people 3 hours away from help, 3 hours away from the city where you can actually say, all right, if I don't eat today, I know the government can step in and probably help me out. Well, for some of these families, Kevin, it's not the same. It's not the same for you and I. Like you mentioned, I have two kids myself. I have a 6-year-old girl and a 1-year-old baby girl, and they eat like locusts. I mean, it's not very easy to feed them only on mac and cheese. But yes, $80 will not feed them for a whole week, let alone for 3 days, just one night maybe. But for some of these families, food is a luxury. Okay, so saying that $80 will feed one kid for an entire year is something else, because it's not just, you know, like you said, you go to the groceries and we're getting mac and cheese. No, this is food that's going to put them back on their feet, right? We're talking about families that suffer through malnutrition, not even to get the proper nutrition just for themselves, like a parent, you and I, let alone have enough to feed their kids. So today, like I said, you can be a hero with no cape and no mask to hide your identity. Is for $80, you're going to be able to feed one kid. But I think this hour, like you mentioned, we have a generous match going on.
Yeah.
So $80 is going to feed two kids.
So, and the importance of that, friend, if you're listening, is saying, well, what's important about that? Well, what's important about that is you may choose to give your $80 next week or the week after or next year sometime. But if you give it now, if you give it in this hour, if you give it in this moment, you are doing twice the amount of good that you would be able to do if you gave it any other time. So really, and I don't like to get hyper spiritual on this, but you're actually losing the opportunity to do the most good if you don't give it now. So the idea is, do the most good. Don't just do the good that's kind of okay. Do the most good that you can. And the most good that you could right now is to give that gift this hour. Now, think about this, and I would ask you to think about the number of children or grandchildren that are in your house. Danny just said he's got two. I've got three in the house. I've got four total. But think about a mother or a father in Haiti or Guatemala, the two poorest countries in our hemisphere, and think about the struggle that as they wake up, as you woke up this morning, and Danny, I'm going to be very transparent here. I woke up this morning. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about our family budget, and I was thinking about the amount of work I have coming in. I know that there's a couple of bills that need to be paid, and our bathroom shower faucet handle just went bust and just flooded our bathroom wall. And I had the guy come out and look at it. It's going to cost me $900 and something to get that fixed. Yeah. And I have to do it in the next week. That is going to shift spending priorities for us as a family this morning. And so I'm thinking about that. I'm worrying about that. I'm saying, how am I going to pay for that faucet handle to be replaced? And how am I going to be able to get that wall retiled? And how am I going to be able to make sure that my kids still have what they need for lunches for school and this and that? So I woke up thinking about money and thinking about my children and thinking about food. But look at where I was thinking. I was thinking about running water in a house that has it. I was thinking about a house that has, maybe grocery level white label potato chips in the pantry instead of the name brand chips. These are the choices that I'm making. What are the choices of the parents in Haiti and Guatemala right this minute? They're thinking, how do I even get a little bit of money to get a mouthful of food for my child today? How do I get a bowl of rice to finish out the week so that the kids don't go hungry the rest of this week? How do I find a little bit of money to maybe get some beans that I can boil and break down so that they can have some protein in their system? So this is the comparison. And this is why, friend, when I say do the maximum amount of good that you can do, don't let this opportunity go by where you could give a $160 gift and feed two children for an entire year, but in this hour, have that matched and feed four children for the entire year for $160. Make that call right now. 855-907-4673. We've got stories to tell you. Danny Patino is here from Food for the Poor. But more than anything else, we need you to jump on board and be part of the action today. 855-907-4673.
But look around you. Your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary, and giving up is not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters April 26th. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What should we do with the broke propeller? What should we do with the broke propeller?
Don't look at me, I wasn't driving.
Thank you, you're not helping.
I don't even know why you bought this boat.
You told me that you loved this boat.
That was before you wrecked the boat.
Well, now you've made it awkward.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
There are some times when the kids go to bed and we just stay in the night talking about how hard the life it is for us. It's very hard to see my kids go to bed with hunger and not having something to give to them.
You can step into the despair of a mother like Lourdes. For the past 40 years, Food for the Poor has linked generous listeners like you to desperate families throughout the Caribbean and Latin America. Today, your generous gift is an answer to a mother's prayer for her children's survival. Right now, because of a meal for meal match, a one-time gift of $160 or just $14 a month provides 4 hungry children with food for the next year. So, how many children can you rescue? Make your gift safely and easily by calling 855-907-4673. That's 855-907-HOPE. Or visit WMCA.com and click on the red Give Life banner.
Listen to The Mission WMCA anywhere you go with the AM 570 The Mission mobile app. Download on Google Play, iTunes, or listen to TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. WMCA is proud to announce the date for our upcoming Pastor's Appreciation Breakfast and Ministry Exhibition. It'll be our honor to give back to the hardworking pastors and ministry leaders of the Tri-State on Friday, May 24th at the Christian Cultural Center in Brooklyn. The breakfast will include great breakfast from DR Catering, fellowship, a live broadcast from Kevin Cottrell, myself, and Liz Black, plus worship led by the CCC worship leaders featuring gospel music singer Darwin Hobbs, local ministry awards, gift bags, and an empowering keynote address from visionary pastor A.R. Bernard. It's a unique opportunity to come together as the church with ministry leaders to inspire each other and encourage. Don't miss this opportunity for you and your team. Pastors and ministry leaders, the event is free for you and your guests, but you must register. For more information, reserve your tickets, please visit WMCA.com. The Pastor's Appreciation Breakfast is sponsored by Buttafuoco & Associates, PLLC, and the Historical Bible Society.
Friends, this is Donna East, Director of Ministry Relations at WMCA. Faith Exchange has been promoting an event with Dr. Jerry Savelle. This week, Pastor Savelle is gone to be with Jesus, and Pastors Ann and Dan Stratton ask for your prayers for his loved ones. Faith Exchange will still meet Thursday at 7 p.m. honoring Dr. Savelle. Come for a wonderful message of hope from Pastor Stratton at 95 Leonard Street, downtown Manhattan. Call for prayer at 888-339-2393. FaithExchange.org.
Health and savings in a bottle. Get your BOGO on Green Tea TX now. Summer is right around the corner. Now is the time to shed that belly fat, boost energy, hydrate your body. Invite Health's Green Tea TX is a liquid tincture that you add to water or any beverage to turn it into a super drink to fuel your system. Organic, kosher, zero calories, no sugar, and decaffeinated, so no jitters. Provides powerful antioxidants and contains vitamin C to help your skin look and feel its best. Green Tea TX is great for weight loss, fat burning, mood, and immune health. Act now for this limited time buy one get one free offer on Green Tea TX Liquid. Shipping is free. Call 800-370-6557. That's 800-370-6557 or go to invitehealth.com. What are you waiting for? Order now to get your buy one get one free offer on Green Tea TX. 800-370-6557. That's 800-370-6557.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next edition of Reaching Out, Greg welcomes Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg as they discuss the faith-based background of the Manhattan DA. Tune in this Saturday at 4:30 p.m. on AM 570, 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCF.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Welcome back. 855-907-4673 is how you help save a child's life right now. Take a listen to this story.
There are some times when the kids go to bed and we just stay in the night crying, talking about how hard the life it is for us. It's very hard to see my kids go to bed with hunger and not having something to give to them.
Danny Patino, that's a mom, that's a real mom with a real hurt in her heart because she can't do what her children need her to do.
That's right, Kevin. Like I mentioned to you, I'm a happy father of two children. God has blessed my wife and I with two beautiful girls. And just like Dordis, I can't begin to imagine not being able to provide at least one meal for them, you know, for my children daily. And just like Lourdes, the thought of not knowing where the next meal for my children would come from would keep me up all night as well. Now, I will say there are times, you know, when my day may consume my wife and I, we accidentally miss a meal. But it's okay because I know later we're going to look through the fridge and there's going to be some type of leftovers or something there to eat to hold us through. Now, this is a normal for me, maybe for you as well, the audience, but it's not a normal day-to-day of what like these families go through on a daily basis. Families like Lourdes are forced to see food as a luxury, and they struggle to find a meal that's plentiful enough to feed all their children. But you can make a difference in these families' lives right now. Will you give a gift of $160 that, with a generous match that's going on right now, will provide four children with for an entire year, that's 365 days, that they can say, finally, I can eat something, and now I can live life as a child, not necessarily having to go to work with my father to see if I can get some more extra money to bring back to feed my, you know, my sisters. These are some of the stories that our team has faced when they're in country.
I really encourage you, friend, to not let this moment go by. We talk all the time about the need to do the right thing. We talk a lot of times. I think Christians do this a lot. I think we sit around, we hear about something that's terrible. And you've noticed this. You've done it with friends from church or wherever. You've heard about something and you're suddenly clued into the conversation. And somebody says, you know, somebody ought to do something about that. And everybody in the group will nod their head. They'll be like, yeah, that's a really good thing. We should do something about that. That's absolutely true. Yeah. They'll nod their head. And I think, friends, sometimes we confuse the nodding of the head with the doing of the thing. And the doing of the thing isn't the nodding of the head. The nodding of the head just means you agree. These kids are hungry. There's 325 of them on our critical cares needs list. And so far, 101 of them have been spoken for this coming year. We need your help. 855-907-4673. But that help will never come if we just sit and nod the head. The doing of the thing is what we have to do. And making sure that we are able to do what God calls us to do is the most important thing. So I'm not telling you how much to give, but I am telling you that whatever God lays on your heart to give right now, every $80 gift, every $160 gift, every $320 gift, every one of those gifts is going to be matched bowl for bowl, child for child. You're going to double the impact of the amount of food and care given because you chose to do it now. Not waiting later, not nodding your head now and doing it later, but doing it now. It's the doing of the thing that God calls us to do. How do we reference what godliness is in Scripture? It's best described in being obedient, right? So when we are obedient, we are doing what? We're doing whatever we're supposed to do. We're not just in agreement with it. You can be in it. My son can say, when I say, is your room clean? And he says, no, I can say, your room needs to be cleaned. And he can agree with me in his head. He can nod his head. But his fanny's not going to survive the afternoon if he doesn't get up there and actually do the thing. You do the thing. You don't just nod the head. So we don't want to be people that are known for nodding our head and saying, this was a great idea. We really needed to help these kids. No, we want to help the children. 855-907-4673. 855-907-4673. Or go to WMCA.com and click the Give Life banner. Danny Patino from Food for the Poor. It's also important to remind ourselves that Food for the Poor is not just a big white truck feeding agency. They don't just show up, you know, play the all-stars, drop the food, and then take off. These are people that are on the ground doing ministry in these communities already. That's how we know where these children are. That's how we know this. But the message of Jesus is part and parcel to every gift that we give them.
That's right. I mean, just think about it. Pastors and ministers are more than just community leaders. They're like trusted pillars of support. Their presence brings a sense of comfort and reassurance to families in need, making the aid that they deliver more impactful. And that's from the generosity of your listeners. You can make a difference today in the life of two children with only $80 because of a generous match right now. And like Kevin said, 855-907-4673 is the place to be right now. 855-907-4673. Talking to somebody on the other end, letting them know, I want to be a hero today. I want to help a family in need. And as well, if I said the number too fast, sometimes I might speak a little bit too quickly. Well, you can log on to WNCA.com and right there you can see the big Give Life banner and you can get all the information as well on there.
It's the Colombian in you.
It's the Colombian.
You've got coffee streaming through your veins.
I don't drink it, correct?
You just stay busy and fast all the time.
It's my power. Do I use it for good or do I use it for evil?
That's the superpower.
I haven't decided yet. That's right.
Which is what my 9-year-old wants to start every dinner. The last week, he starts out with, "If you had two superpowers to choose from between this and this, which one would you pick?" And I always pick the same the last three nights. I would pick the superpower that would shut down your ability to ask me the question, which superpower I still want. 855-907-4673. God has not given me that superpower. And I hope that he never does because I love my kids and I love their desire to learn and their desire to be inquisitive. And friends, that's, if you think about it, that is part of what we're giving back to the children that we're feeding. They don't have the ability to sit and imagine or to think, or to reflect, or to dream. Because if your day is obsessed with walking 2 miles carrying a pot to get water, if your day is obsessed with trying to dig through local garbage dumps to find food, if your day is obsessed with just the necessity of survival, you don't get to be a child. You're immediately thrown into a world of being fully responsible. And these children don't get that luxury. That's why the McCullough family is going to be involved. We ask you to be involved. And by giving your gift right now, you double the impact. 855-907-4673. 855-907-4673. Or go to WMCA.com. It's real easy to just click the big red Give Life banner at the top of the page. Every gift for the rest of this hour, $80, $160, $320, it's going to be matched. And it's going to double your impact. Think about this. Feeding four children for $320. Now, if you said, here's the budget for the whole year, you got to feed four kids for $320. Every mom in this audience would look at me like I was crazy because they'd say, I know the budget for our household. And we can't do that. Not only could you feed four children, you could feed eight because of the matching gift right now. And by the way, it's nutritional food. It's rice and beans. It's carbohydrate and protein. It's what the body needs, particularly in starving situations. 855-907-4673. Coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Does elder care or state law ever confuse you? Does me. That's why I'm glad Mike Connors is available to answer your question every Thursday on Kevin McCullough Radio. Just send him your question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call 718-238-6500. You can get your questions answered here on Kevin McCullough Radio, and he will also answer them on his show, Ask the Lawyer. That's Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock on AM 570 and FM 102.3, The Mission, WMCA, and Sunday mornings starting at 11 on AM 970, The Answer. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Mike Lindell and MyPillow don't have the support of the box stores or the shopping channels the way they used to. it's part of this cancel culture. So they would prefer to just pass the savings directly on to you. And they're having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a problem/solution, one product company. Since then, with the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products. And to get the word out, they're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. The six-pack of towels set, $25. The four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, $25. For the first time ever, premium MyPillows with the all-new Giza fabric, any size and any loft level, just $25. This amazing offer won't last long, so order right now. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. That's MyPillow.com and use promo code WMCA.
But look around you. Your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary, and giving up is not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn, in theaters April 26th. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Ready for a new perspective on faith? Tune in to A Righteous Perspective with Pastor Saphir every Thursday night at 8:45. Join Ruach Outreach Ministries as we delve beyond the process of salvation and into the lifelong journey of sanctification. To be a part of this enlightening experience, visit RuachOutreach.org. That's R-U-A-C-H Outreach.org. A Righteous Perspective with Pastor Saphir, Thursdays at 8:45. Get ready to transform your faith with Ruach Outreach Ministries.
Hey family, it's Liz Black and the WMCA Pastors Appreciation Breakfast and Ministry Exhibition happening on Friday, May 24th at Christian Cultural Center in Brooklyn. Experience the incredible worship led by CCC worshipers featuring recording artist Darwin Hobbs. Darwin Hobbs is one of the most respected and sought-after recording artists and worship pastors in gospel music today. He's ministered with the likes of hundreds of recording artists, including Michael W. Smith, Amy Grant, B.B. and C.C. Winans, Donnie McClurkin, and so many others. Come and have your spirit encouraged and renewed. Join us for fellowship, a gourmet breakfast by DR Catering, gift bags, and a keynote by Pastor A.R. Bernard. This event is free, but you must register. For more information and to reserve your ticket, please visit WMCA.com. The Pastor's Appreciation Breakfast is sponsored by Dan Buttafuoco and Associates, PLLC, and the Historical Bible Society.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
WMCA.com, 855-907-4673. That's the phone number to rush help to the children of Latin America, 17 different countries that we are feeding them from with our friends from Food for the Poor, people whose families are just like Gloria. Take a listen.
Sino días cuando tiran a veces los días jueves a veces hay días ahora que tienen la gente la basura.
My children go out every day searching for food. They go to the garbage dump every day, especially on Thursdays when we have seen cars and trucks bringing the trash from other cities. Many times they just don't find anything, so they come back empty-handed, and we just sit here and pray to God that the next day we'll have something, and on that day we only drink water.
Only drink water. I can't imagine that kind of existence. But take us behind the scenes, Daniel, because I want people to help understand the context of why these moms, what their world looks like, what it smells like, what it feels like.
Yeah, Kevin. Well, for over 40 years, Food for the Poor has helped families living in deep poverty in 17 countries throughout Latin America and the Caribbean. But families like Gloria and her children who shift through garbage dumps every day to find something to eat and usually come up empty handed doesn't always pay off. But for the times the children do come up empty handed as a last resort, you heard Gloria, that all they do is just drink water to fill their bellies, and they pray to God that the next day will bring them something to eat. And today, you can be an answer to the prayers of families like Gloria's. It's just a situation where they are going to a garbage dump that, like you heard there, every Thursday. The children are the ones that go over these garbage dumps, these mountains and mountains of garbage that comes in from the city.
Which
and,
I would imagine is kind of dangerous.
You know, so, well, exactly.
I was, garbage.
I was going to get there where it's not just garbage that pertains just to food or something safe. No, there's glass in there. There's things that will harm you. And they're scavenging through these garbage dumps just to find something to eat. And like I mentioned, there's kids that go on top because they're lighter. The mothers have to sit on the sidelines just looking and saying, all right, maybe on this side, or let's go to this side. And they're in the midst of other families also fighting for the same garbage dump. And there's one city worker that there really doesn't care much for these families aside from their safety, right? So just think about the situations where these families not only have to fish for food, really, in a garbage dump, and all they have is maybe a bone or two from, you know, a chicken or something from some fast food joint that just, you know, all their scraps end up in one pile. And these families tend to look for nourishment in these garbage dumps. And I believe your listeners today will change the aspects of not only Gloria, but families like Gloria with their generous gift.
Friends, make that gift right now. I don't know how many of you are hearing what Daniel's saying and are processing it. So let me just have you think about that for a second. If your option today was to feed your family the rest of the week, either have nothing or go to the local landfill and rummage through the garbage that's there to find what is necessary, how many of you would even be able to have the stomach to do it? I think desperation would breed, you know, a certain degree of ability to kind of persevere through it. But friends, it doesn't have to be this way, because Food for the Poor is working in Gloria's town. And now Gloria, because that was recorded on a previous trip, Gloria and her children are receiving the help that Food for the Poor has for them. But when you consider that feeding Gloria's children would cost about $80 to feed them for the entire year, and that's two meals a day. That's carbohydrate and protein. That gives them kind of the balance of what their body needs as it develops. That they would be able to, in the midst of going through that year, actually be able to have enough nutrition in their system that they could go to school, understand that there is more to life than just scavenging. Friends, you can't put a real dollar amount on the value of the gift that you give them when you give that gift. And to think that right now you could do that for Gloria's two children and two other children, all for the same $80 or $160 gift. $160 right now would feed two children per normal. And then with the match intact, there were two more children that would get fed. Friends, how can we delay? How can we delay? How can we say, well, it's okay if I sit here knowing that I have another meal coming tonight, but they don't? How can we live with ourselves doing that? That, to me, this is a tough one. It's hard to see the truth, but I think it's harder to look away and to say, I can't do anything. I know that we can, and I know that we will. 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673, and every gift you give this hour, $80, $160, $320, it's going to reach twice as many children. Please be as generous as you can. 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673, or go to WMCA.com. This will be my
stay. Hi, Kevin Cottrell, Coffee with Kevin. WMCA is proud to announce the date for our upcoming Pastors Appreciation Breakfast and Ministry Exhibition. It's our honor to give back to the hardworking pastors and ministry leaders of the tri-state. Friday, May 24th at Christian Cultural Center in Brooklyn. The Pastors Appreciation Breakfast will include a delicious breakfast from DR Catering, fellowship, and a radio broadcast with myself, Kevin McCullough, and Liz Black.
Plus, worship led by the CCC Worshipers featuring gospel music singer Darwin Hobbs. Local ministry awards, gift bags, and an empowering keynote address from visionary pastor A.R. Bernard. This is a unique opportunity to come together and inspire one another to press on. Pastors and ministry leaders, this event is free for you and your guests, but you must register. Please go to WMCA.com. The Pastor's Appreciation Breakfast is sponsored by Buttafuoco & Associates, PLLC, and the Historical Bible Society.
But look around you. Your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn in theaters April 26th. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Oh, I cracked the hull of my new ski boat today.
Oh my gosh, why'd you do that?
It's not like I was trying to do it, you know.
Sorry, that's rough, my bad, bro. Did anyone witness this epic fail?
Yes, there's videos galore, and now I'm a meme.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. Listen online at WMCA.com. Tune in iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hi, my name is Ryan Bourne.
And I'm Danica Bourne.
And we're the owners of South Coast Tax.
We started our company 10 years ago in an effort to help our fellow Christians experiencing tax issues resolve their matters by taking a simple three-step approach.
South Coast Tax are Christian-based tax accountants and attorneys that specialize in releasing bank levies, wage garnishments, and filing complex tax returns. We are the leaders in acceptance of offers and compromise with awesome results. We're also a small firm who will treat you like family, not just a number.
Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176 for a free consultation, and we'll take the time to explain all of the programs that you qualify for in order to allow you a fresh start.
Proverbs 15:22 says, plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176, and together, we can help achieve this goal by putting the IRS debt behind you for good. Again, that number is 1-800-TAX-1176.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples Print Perfect Guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. And 61, visit staples.com/print for details.
Every day, Cintas service reps help businesses get ready for the workday. They provide freshly laundered workwear delivered every week. Mats, mops, restroom and cleaning supplies. First aid and safety products to help your employees stay safe. They even test and inspect fire extinguishers and emergency lights. Cintas helps keep your business running smoothly. See what Cintas can do for you. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Thank you for being with us. AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. And I would like you to listen to my friend Angel Aloma and a very specific mother's situation. Take a listen.
We walked into this wretched little shack. Inside we saw a mother totally with her face showed every line of suffering possible of a mother who feels frustrated because she can't feed her children. She had two children in the shack with her. There was a four-year-old who was actually eating a handful of rice, and the seven-year-old who was standing there looking very woefully at his little brother who was eating. And we said to the seven-year-old, "How come you're not eating also?" And he said to us, "Today, it's not my turn to eat." Can you imagine the pain on a mother to have to tell one of her children, today it's not your turn to eat, perhaps tomorrow. To have that complete food insecurity where you cannot plan even one day in advance for a meal for your children. That has to break a mother's heart.
855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. If it breaks your heart, do something about it. Don't be a head nodder. Be a thing doer and help us. There are 325 children that are on the critical cares needs list that we started this campaign with. And so far, we've helped more than 100. Thank you to those of you that have stepped up and said, yes, I'm going to take care of one child for the next year. Here's my $80. I'm going to make sure that we take care of a child. Friends, there are those of you that have done more than that. You've spent $320 or even $1,000 in rescuing children. Thank you for your generosity. Thank you for those of you giving this hour, because when you give, no matter what that amount is, $80, $160, $320, it's turning into twice as many children being fed. So thank you for that. But we need your help. There are some 200 plus children that have not been spoken for this next year. Their parents are worried. And for those that even have parents, let's be very honest. In some of the countries where food for the poor is at work, in Haiti and in Guatemala, in El Salvador, in much of Latin America, but the 17 countries that they work in, many of them are the poorest countries in our hemisphere. And of course, they rank as some of the poorest countries on planet Earth, period. But let's be very honest about this. If it weren't for food for the poor, these children would not survive. And let's be very honest, many of these children are orphaned. They've lost one or both parents. There are children that are going, and if you believe the statistics of the governments that put them together, up to 72 hours in between a meal of sustenance, of genuine sustenance. I'm not talking about, you know, a child that boils some tree bark and tries to choke it down as a substitute meal. And that happens in some of these countries. I'm not talking about, that's not a meal. Between a meal that has any nutritional value to it, they tell us that the average child that does not have parents on planet Earth goes 72 hours. How long would you live if that was you? So right now we have an opportunity to step into that child's life and twice a day say to that child, okay, you're going to eat. You're going to eat today. You're going to eat this morning, you're going to eat this evening, and you're going to eat tomorrow and the day after that for the next year. And if you give your gift right now, you can double the impact of that. 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. Daniel Patino is with us. And Daniel, I don't know, you're from Colombia originally. Can you imagine your mom having to face the crisis that Angel was describing that the mother was going through in that cut?
I can't believe it myself as a parent. I mean, it's the harsh reality that these families live through, which, like you mentioned, they're living in extremely impoverished areas of Latin America and the Caribbean. And like a parent myself, I have two children, and the thought of having to choose which one of my children gets to eat today and which one wouldn't, I mean, would break more than my heart in half. And as a parent, like your listeners, you wouldn't hesitate to take food from your plate to give to them. And it's not necessarily, just like you mentioned, it's just food that's going to have them for one day. Well, because of a generous match today, you can actually save two children for an entire year. That's 365 days that the family actually can think about anything else than, seeing food as a luxury. And sometimes that food, like I mentioned to you, before, that's coming from maybe a garbage dump. That's not coming from the ground, or it's coming from their local supermarket. That doesn't exist. This is a whole other world they live in that they don't know, that you and I may not know. But it's people like Food for the Poor that are in these countries serving families like this with your generosity, with the generosity of your listeners. And those are prayers that are constantly going on. But with the generosity of your listeners, those prayers can be answered with food for an entire year, Kevin.
855-907-4673 is exactly how you answer that prayer. 855-907-4673. And I want to brag on Food for the Poor for a second, because it's one thing to know the need, and it's one thing to trust that, as you've trusted me for the last 10 plus years to tell you about Food for the Poor, but I've actually traveled with them. I've actually been in country, in the slums in Jamaica. I've been in Haiti with them, the poorest country in our hemisphere. I have been with them in places where you go in and it's even a little bit dangerous just to be there, because just being an American, they think that you're automatically wealthy and you could be in some danger just in being in some of these places. But I will tell you this, I'll never forget this. A couple of years ago, when we went to this kind of outer mountainous plateau-y region of Haiti, and it took us a long time. We drove and drove and drove and drove. And when we got to where the road stopped, we had to get out and walk and walk and walk and walk. And after we were way, way deep into this, this region, we came upon a little town named Kadwa. And Kadwa was a town that had a water hole, if that's what you can call it, where the animals bathed, and I guess the kids did too. The moms did their laundry, whatever. Like, it was all, that was the only water supply that they had. And they had no means to develop food. There was nothing going on. The pastor that was there was trying to teach the children in school that as best he could. And when Food for the Poor showed up, they grabbed our hands. They welcomed us. They said, "Oh, thank you." When I come back from this break, I want to tell you what happened on the other side of this, because the impact was just amazing. 855-907-4673. Stay with us.
Your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary, and giving up is not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn, in theaters April 26th. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Don't miss Bible Study with Kamui tonight at 8 p.m. Bible Study with Kamui is sponsored by Deeper Life Bible Church, New Jersey Chapter. Connect with us at dlbcnj.org. We invite you to worship with us at any of our centers in New Jersey, including Irvington, our state headquarters, Trenton, Washington, Mattawan, Somerset, ATCO, Burlington, and in Vestal, New York. Find addresses and times of service at dlbcnj.org/locations. Tonight, 8 p.m., Bible Study with Kamui. Don't miss it.
Need a midweek pick-me-up? Tune in to The Door every Wednesday at 8:45 p.m. with Pastor Bernard Taylor, sponsored by Open Door Church of God in Christ in Brooklyn. From sharing the gospel to discussing mental health awareness, women's initiatives, and community outreach services, Open Door Church is more than a church. It's a resource for the tri-state area and beyond. Visit opendoorcogic.org to learn more. Remember, at Open Door, you're always welcome.
This is Alistair Begg inviting you to join me on the Deeper Faith Cruise to Canada and New England this fall. Learn more at deeperfaithcruise.com or call 855-565-5519.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Welcome back. 855-907-4673. 855-907-4673. He's Danny Patino. I'm Kevin McCullough. Just before the break, Danny, I was mentioning the town of Kadwa. It was this place where a small town had kind of gathered together, and this water hole that they had was just disgusting, and kids played in it, and they tried to have a little school, but there really wasn't anything there, and they tried to grow some some different types of fruit and vegetation, but that was very hit or miss depending on what the weather was like. And when Food for the Poor, and I was part of this group, came in and said, talk to the town and said, what do we need to do? And we needed to get them water and we needed to get them food. And so I came back and I told the listeners of WMC, I said, here's what the town of Kadwa needs. And we raised the money to put in the water filtration system and to feed the children of that town for the next year and to give them clean water for the rest of their life. We were able to do that in that 1 year's campaign. And when I went back the following year to see these kids that had been playing in this murky, ugly, nasty water to come running up to me and saying, hey, mister, taste my delicious water. And they'd get water out of the water filtration system and they would wipe their mouth. That's so delicious. It's what they would call the water. Who's ever thought of water being delicious? Well, if you've been drinking nasty water for all your life, clean water is very delicious. But not only that, we had been able to supply them food for the year. And so those kids that had been in school, very malnourished, very diminished in their personality, very kind of downtrodden, when we came back, there was an actual school teacher that was working with them, and all of them had gained weight, which is a tremendous compliment in the third world. If you can gain weight and grow, that means that you're having nutrition. Friends, that's what you're supplying today. When you give these two meals a day for the next year, you're supplying energy and growth and weight on these little tiny malnourished frames, and you're giving them an opportunity to learn, and you're giving them the very stuff they need for life to happen. Do not delay in doing good. Do not be a nodder of the head today, but do the good thing. 855-907-4673. Danny, just a minute, your final thought on today's show.
Well, first of all, I want to give a shout out to some of our heroes that have given to centers just like that. Like you mentioned, Kevin, that centers that have reopened after COVID with the generosity of your listeners. And Michelle in Rahway, she gave $80. That's going to save two children because of a generous match right now. And she had a short message. She says, I love to give because I remember when I wasn't able to give. The Lord has blessed me, and I truly believe I should be blessing others. That's the way to live, Michelle. And we also have another hero all the way from Middle Village. They gave $225. I mean, that's going to save more children right now this hour. And their message, why, was may God continue to bless the work you are doing and all the people it helps. It's generosity like that, Kevin, that your listeners give hope. They give answer to prayers that right now have been constantly going because of the need for food.
855-907-4673. The matching challenge extends through the end of the hour, so we're a couple of minutes from the top of the hour. 855-907-4673. You can also give online at WMCA.com.